For today's meditation, we're going to head outside and do a walking meditation. You can download this audio and take it with you. If you don't feel comfortable walking outside, that's fine. You can do it inside. So trying to choose a moment in your day where you can go and take a walk, where you won't be distracted by what's going on around you. This is a short meditation, so not to worry too much about that. The reason why we do these walking meditations is it's a way to connect into your body, to be present as we walk. You know, for me, when I'm feeling a lot of, you know, anxiety and feeling kind of in distress, taking a walk really helps. And by walking mindfully, I'm learning how to, you know, kind of work through the intense emotions that I'm feeling while also connecting into and being present in the moment and in my body. So we're going to get started by taking a step with our right foot. And as you take that step and you notice, like, as you put your right heel down on the ground, really, you know, doing it slowly and feeling into the heel as you move your weight forward on your right foot, noticing, you know, the left foot starting to rise, and now you're on your toes on your left foot, and then shifting the weight shifting the weight onto your right foot so that you can take a step with the left foot, and feeling into that right leg and noticing all the muscles that kind of turn on and become active as we swing forward onto the left heel, and then again shifting onto the left ball of the foot. The right foot's rising, and you know, the weight shifts forward onto the left foot as we move to take a step with the right foot. Now, as I'm describing this, this is comically slow, for sure. And that's on purpose so that you can kind of figure out how to do this, right? Noticing the right foot, noticing what you're doing with your arms, noticing your spine, how it is, right? Observing and paying attention to all aspects of your body as you walk, and slowing it down helps you to do that. Now, I can imagine that, you know, some judgments and thoughts might be arising at the pace of this walking. And so if you're feeling like this is not something you could do outside, then by all means do it inside. You don't need to continue at this pace throughout the whole meditation. This is, as I said, to start to figure out how to kind of walk more mindfully. You can eventually start to walk a little faster, not at your regular pace, still at a slower pace where you're shifting from one foot to the other, noticing all the different muscles that kind of, as I said, turn on and come active. We did these walking meditations in our trainings, and I had to go to the States to do the training, and we were training out of a Sheraton in Petaluma, California, one time, and another time was near Fort Lauderdale, and all you would see is, like, there would be like 100 of us at the first training, and then the second one was a smaller group of, say, 30, and we're just walking around a Sheraton like zombies. So I can understand, and I remember what that feels like to be walking super slow with people paying attention. And again, it's for this time. Learning how to be more mindful with your walking, right, connects you into this moment, gets you out of your head, even though, you know, as I shared, you might be having certain thoughts right now, noticing some judgments as they arise, trying not to attach too strongly to them. And as you start to walk at a more regular pace, still feeling into each part of the body as you step with your right foot, shifting the weight forward to move onto your left foot, noticing what your butt's doing, noticing your arms. Are they by your side? Are they moving? And how are they moving, right? Getting to a point, maybe already you're, you can do so now where it's kind of right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. And if you're walking in a small space, being mindful and observant to the process of turning around and walking in the other direction, the spinning from on the balls of your feet. Noticing as the weight shifts as you turn. When you become distracted, or if you become distracted by thoughts or sounds in the environment, taking a moment to slow down again and to really feel into that, the movement of this practice, into the walking. Noticing how the weight is distributed throughout the foot when you shift from the heel. Noticing the toes. What are they doing when you take each step? If you're outside, you're probably wearing shoes. You could also practice this again inside and see what it's like to be barefoot or in socks, if there's a difference between the two different meditations. I said, slowing down our walks helps us with regulating emotions as they come up. Getting outside and doing it with some fresh air can be helpful as well. Feeling the sun on our skin, if there's a breeze, noticing that. Bringing in all of our senses into this walking practice. Noticing, what you might see. Continuing to walk in the same way, but expanding the awareness to the senses. What do you see in this moment? Noticing anything that you might hear, anything you might smell if you're outside, maybe. The smell from someone just mowing their lawn. If you're in a city center, maybe noticing smells coming out of a restaurant, bakery, a street vendor. What do you hear? Cars honking, people talking, feeling the sun, as I said, or the breeze on the skin. to end, narrowing your awareness again, coming back to being really present with each step, noticing what it feels like to walk in this manner. Noticing and being really aware of how it feels in your body. It's a very different way of being and walking and moving. This is a practice that can be done whenever, you know, you feel like you need to move throughout your home, in your backyard, down the street. If you're crossing streets, probably best to not be doing this meditation, doing it in a space where you don't have to worry about cars. Being mindful of other people and what's going on around you as you're doing your walking. Making sure you're staying safe. Being in the body, being, you know, with this right foot as it takes its step, with the left foot, noticing all the muscles that are present and alive in the body in this moment, and continuing to walk in this way until you hear the sound of the bell. Noticing what's present now after doing this meditation. Noticing any thoughts that might be present, any sensations that might be in the body, any feelings that might have arisen as we walked together. And taking a moment to just be open and aware and welcoming to whatever arises in this meditation. Until next time, bye.